And he started to get scared because when he listens to people like John MacArthur, who do not teach biblical truth, I want to be so clear on that. He does not teach biblical truth. Hey guys, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. In today's video, I'm really giving my advice to someone who wrote in and is going through some inner turmoil because of some pastors that they listen to. Let's get right into it. Hi, my name is, I'll take their name out just for them to be anonymous, and almost 2 years ago, I trusted in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross to get me into heaven, and I was sure I was saved on that basis alone, and I still have a little knowledge about the Bible. So, in searching for more knowledge, I started listening to pastors on YouTube, and I learned about lordship versus free grace theology, and I heard John MacArthur. I got really scared and unsure of my salvation because I'm still struggling with sin. I still believe that I'm going to heaven, but I still get unsure at times because I don't know the Bible like someone who grew up in church. Okay, you can see why this is an advice video, and I'm just going to kind of give you my advice. I see a lot of people like this young man, and the reason why is because you made a mistake. Well, they have made a mistake in that when they're seeking more knowledge, they go to a man over the material. Okay, what do I mean by material? I mean the Holy Bible, God's Word. When a person puts their faith in Jesus Christ, the Bible says that they have been given the Holy Spirit of promise, and they're sealed until the day of redemption by that Spirit. And even more particularly, that Holy Spirit helps them discern spiritual things. Verse 14 in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says this, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." And we have to understand, verse 13 tells us, "Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." So if a person wants to grow and they want to get excited about serving the Lord and sharing the gospel and learning how to pray and learning the importance of fellowship with like-minded believers, getting deeper into the things of God, they have to rely on God's word for that growth. However, in today's society and just the way culture is today, you go to YouTube, you go to Google, you go to a website, you go to a book, and there you're going to find your answers. I totally disagree with that. Now, we have a YouTube channel here, and I think our YouTube channel is extremely unique in that the questions that we give come from the Bible. But you know who else is on YouTube? People like John MacArthur. Now, this young man who wrote in the question said he still knows he's going to heaven, but he started listening to lordship salvation versus free grace theology. And he started to get scared because when he listens to people like John MacArthur, who do not teach biblical truth, I want to be so clear on that. He does not teach biblical truth. I'm going to read you some stuff from him today that I think is going to blow your mind. But he starts listening to John MacArthur, and all of a sudden he's scared. He's concerned. What does the Bible say about eternal life? One of my favorite verses, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13 says this, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." When a person puts their faith in Jesus Christ, they have eternal life, and they can know that they have eternal life. But John MacArthur said this, then he's wrong. If he says something that disagrees with what God's word says, he's wrong, or he's higher than what the word of God says. Now, my eyebrows are raised and my hands are back on that because I don't believe that anybody is above the scripture, myself included, nor John MacArthur or Paul Washer or any of these other hyper lordship salvation teachers. Look at another passage of scripture here. This is in Romans chapter 5 in verse 1. It says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Verse 2, "by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." This talks about how we've been justified, which is by faith, that we have now attained peace with God through Jesus Christ. We have access by that faith into his grace, and we stand in that grace, and we can rejoice that we stand in that grace. Now, what does MacArthur say? Because that's how this young man got tripped up. He started listening to somebody else, and he started to let that commentary color his opinion. Don't forget, though, if you are not subscribed to the channel, make sure that you hit the subscription button there and the notification bell so that every time that we post a new YouTube video, you get an alert. If you have a Bible question or you need advice with something, send that in to us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. That's our email. We'll get that and we'll get back with you as soon as we can, maybe even make a video about your topic. Don't forget, too, to like, comment, and share this video because doing that introduces our content to new people on YouTube. And let me tell you, it's very important that people find this content because there's a lot of people who are already subscribed to Desiring God or Grace to You with John MacArthur and all these other people, and they're just more confused than they were when they arrived. Bible Line is set to give clear answers. So what does John MacArthur say? What does he say? We just saw what God clearly said through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Listen to this. From the book, The Gospel According to Jesus by John MacArthur. The call to Calvary must be recognized for what it is, a call to discipleship under the lordship of Jesus Christ. That's page 30. Or, the gospel Jesus proclaimed was a call to discipleship, page 21. How about page 153, where it says, the essence of saving faith is a complete resignation of self and absolute submission. What about Ephesians 2, 8, and 9? Specifically verse 9, not of works lest any man should boast. The call to Calvary is to believe. That was very clear instructions. Look in John chapter 11. John chapter 11 there, and we're going to look at verses 25 and 26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? See, what has happened here is this young man got saved. He understood the truth of the scripture. And then he had John MacArthur mix salvation and service and just totally destroy his confidence in what the scripture has already said. How about this? Don't believe, this is from Hard to Believe, page 93 by MacArthur. Don't believe anyone who says it's easy to become a Christian. I'm going to insert my comment. Like what Jesus Christ said, by simply believing on him, you're passed from death into life and never be brought into condemnation. John 5:24. You mean that simple faith? Salvation for sinners cost God his own son. It cost God's son his life, and it'll cost you the same thing. That is conflating salvation with service. When Jesus said to count the cost, he's not saying count the cost of believing on him. He's saying count the cost of following. Come unto him is free. To come after him will cost you. Boy, I get fired up about stuff like this because it's distracting young people. And then they don't go and share their faith because they're no longer confident in their own salvation. Continuing his quote here, salvation isn't gained by reciting mere words. Saving faith transforms the heart, and that in turn transforms behavior. That's not true. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that we are a new creature and old things are passed away. What it means by old things are passed away is that the penalty of sin is gone. But we know from Galatians chapter 2 and Galatians chapter 5 that the flesh struggles with the spirit. We have this battle within us. Romans chapter 7, Paul talks about that all the day long that he has these battles. When he wants to do right, evil is present with him. And these two war with one another. Are we to say that Paul didn't have enough transformation to say that he was saved? There's a problem with this theology here. He continues, faith's fruit is seen in actions, not intentions. There's no room, and that is true in how we demonstrate our faith to other men. But faith before God, any kind of works that we do, as it says in Romans 4, is reckoned to the debt that we owed. But we're saved by grace. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth not his sins, in that we are saved not of works, but by simple faith in Jesus Christ. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Conflating. That's what's happening here with MacArthur and a bunch of other works-based preachers. He continues, there's no room for passive spectators. Words without actions are empty and futile. Remember what John saw in the vision of the judgment was a book of life, not a book of words or a book of intellectual musings. This is insane. This is a preacher who's looking for points in his message, and so he takes something as the book of life and tries to make it into, well, it doesn't say a book of life musings in intellectual theology. Those two are not even related. He concludes, The life we live, not the words we speak, reveals whether our faith is authentic. To other believers, to other men, yes. But to stand before God, we only have access by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Period. This is from the Gospel According to Jesus on page 98. The point is not that God guarantees salvation, security to everyone who will say he accepts Christ, but rather that those whose faith is genuine will prove their salvation is secure by persevering to the end in the way of righteousness. And you go back and look, we did a series on Calvinism and the dangers of Calvinism, and this is exactly why it's dangerous, because it disagrees with what the scripture says. Pass from death unto life can only mean one thing. That you are passed from death unto life, you'll never be brought into condemnation, can only mean one thing. You will never be brought into condemnation again. Now, the whole issue of service requires sacrifice. It requires time. You do have to count the cost. You do have to fight sin and learn to walk in the Spirit. But to say that that is a part of our salvation assurance, let me say it boldly and let me say it clearly, it is a heresy directly from the mouth of Satan. And teachers like John MacArthur, although I love that man and want him to repent, change his mind from this teaching, if he continues to teach this way, he will lead people to be in Matthew chapter 7. Lord, Lord, have we not? And for the young man who wrote the question, I want you to be assured. Your salvation is not dependent upon how you feel or what YouTube teachers you listen to. God has declared that it is already done. And you can rest assured in that. Cut out these false teachers and put the word of God in its place. Read that. Grow on that. I know it got a little fired up here, but I don't want you to be afraid of that. I'm passionate behind the truth of what the scripture says. But it does light a fire into me to see so many people with so many thousands of followers, hundreds of thousands of followers on social media platforms, continually deceive people who are saved and people who are lost. They keep them lost. I don't want to be a part of that. I want to speak out against that. I want people to come to the understanding of faith in Christ alone yields eternal life, and that their salvation is done forever. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon.
If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.